Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started on this Wednesday morning. Another sudden death reported in Memorial Park. Greater Sudbury Police Services have confirmed to Sudbury.com another death in Memorial Park. Sarah Kalas of GSPS told Sudbury.com that just after 11:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 20, 2021, police were called in relation to a sudden death in the area of Memorial Park on Medina Lane. Officers located a 32-year-old man deceased inside a tent. Read the full story here. By fall 2022, Greater Sudbury police officers should be wearing new body-worn cameras. On Wednesday, the Police Services Board approved a motion to enter into an agreement with Axon Public Safety Canada Inc. to purchase, lease to own the CEW Taser 7 fleet and body-worn cameras, BWC, along with the digital evidence management system at an estimated annual cost of $557,760 for a period of 6 years for a total approximate cost of $3,346,562. The funds will be drawn from the Capital Financing Reserve Fund. GSPS is purchasing 200 Axon Body 3 cameras and 25 docks, 200 Officer Safety Plan 7 bundles, 200 Officer Safety Plan 7 licenses, 10 Pro licenses, DEMs, and 261 CEWs. Read the full story here. Thunder Bay MP Michael Gravel says he regrets email on accommodations for vaccine refusing PSW constituent Toronto. A Northern Ontario Liberal says he regrets asking the government for accommodations for a personal support worker in his constituency who refused to get vaccinated. Michael Gravel, who represents Thunder Bay Superior North in the legislature, wrote last week to the Ministers of Health and Long-Term Care and said he hoped some accommodations could be made for vaccine-refusing workers, like his constituent. A spokeswoman for Health Minister Christine Elliott sent the email to reporters on Wednesday. The Liberals said in a statement that Gravel's comments were wrong and completely out of line with the party's position on vaccinations. Read the full story here. Greater Sudbury's stormwater assets underfunded by $5.2 million. The City of Greater Sudbury's stormwater assets are underfunded by $5.2 million, and there's a way of filling this gap that costs residential property owners less than they currently pay. This, according to a report by consultants at AECOM presented to the City's Finance and Administration Committee meeting on Tuesday. The existing stormwater system is causing issues throughout the city, committee chair and Ward 7 Coun. Mike Yakubo told Sudbury.com after the meeting, adding that the issue has been flagged as important for several years. A substantive shift in things has been proposed, he said, with Tuesday's committee approval directing staff to begin public engagement and stakeholder consultation. Read the full story here. Sudbury Senator José Forrest Nising hospitalized with COVID-19. Sudbury Senator José Forrest Nising has been hospitalized for COVID-19, Sudbury.com has learned. Lucy Mercier, Director of Parliamentary Affairs for Forrest Nising, confirmed the senator has been admitted to Health Sciences North for COVID-19. Read the full story here then and now. Finding the mysterious Mrs. Sudbury and how the Worthingtons left their mark on the Nickel City students of local history. No, Sudbury was named by Railroad Construction Superintendent James Worthington after his wife's hometown in rural England. But until a few years ago, nothing was known about Worthington's wife, Caroline, not even her first name. British researcher Valerie Herbert wanted to know how a Canadian city came to be named after a small English town. She read about James Worthington and then found the Worthingtons' 1859 wedding announcement in the Globe and Mail. The announcement provided the bride's maiden name, her father's name and birthplace. Herbert then rummaged through census information in England and Canada to put the woman she calls Mrs. Sudbury in the history books for the Sudbury Museum Trust in England. Read the full story here. Cloudy, cool day in the making. Today will be another cool day, with a high of 4°C and temperatures dipping to -2 overnight. Conditions will be overcast during the day and will clear up by evening and remain clear overnight.